You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, the Rotary Club of Mansfield recently celebrated the 57th year of its McGowan Courage Awards at Kingwood Center Gardens, now the club's permanent home. Let's jump in. Established in 1968 by Brigadier General Bill McGowan, the McGowan Courage Awards recognizes local high school students who have faced adversity with extraordinary courage and tenacity. McGowan, before his involvement with the Rotary Club, served as a commander of the Salvation Army for 40 years across multiple states. This year, the awards honor 10 students from different schools in Richland County. These awards, made possible by a fund at the Richland County Foundation, celebrate students' strength and resilience rather than academic or athletic achievements. Rotary Club of Mansfield member and MC Jennifer Ault said, quote, "The students this year have some incredible stories. They are paving their own paths, and I hope this award shows them they are seen, they are heard, and they can do anything they put their minds to." Now let's hear some of these inspiring stories. Lindsay Waymeller from Clear Fork High School helped rebuild her school community post-COVID, maintained her communities in FFA, and mentored young members of her 4-H club. Daniel Hout from Crestview High School overcame significant adversity with resilience and determination, inspiring many with his unwavering spirit and positive outlook. Clarissa Cussart from Lexington High School is known for her positive attitude, thoughtfulness, and dedication to her commitments, making a lasting impression on those around her. Aiden Green from Lucas High School has worked tirelessly to overcome the limitations of cerebral palsy. He has worked hard to excel in physical activities and academics, maintaining a positive attitude throughout his journey. Shane Walrabenstein from Madison Comprehensive High School has endured tremendous challenges, but remains kind, polite, and persistent, thriving in his school's electricity program. Joy Adams from Mansfield Christian is recognized for her perseverance and kindness, overcoming social anxiety and excelling in her pursuits with determination and grace. Deshauna Brooks from Mansfield Senior High School has navigated high school without her mom, showing bravery and involvement in various school activities while maintaining a positive outlook. Ivy Taylor Bistline from Ontario High School has used her past experiences as fuel for her future, advocating for herself with maturity and self-awareness. Brennan Lewis from Shelby High School is known for his positive attitude and passion, impressing everyone he meets. Finally, Jerry Thompson from St. Peter's High School has faced the challenges of Crohn's disease with remarkable strength and adaptability. Congratulations to these courageous and resilient students that the McGowan Courage Awards seek to recognize. We wish them all the best of luck and thank them for their contributions to our communities. Now some Ohio history. Did you know that James Obergefell is a civil rights activist? He is best known as the lead plaintiff in the 2015 U.S. Supreme Court case Obergefell v. Hodges, which legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. Born in 1966 in Sandusky, he sued Ohio for not recognizing his marriage to John Arthur, who died of ALS in 2013. Obergefell later ran as the Democratic nominee for Ohio's 89th Legislative District in 2022. He co-founded Equality Vines, authored Love Wins, and continues to advocate for LGBTQ+ rights. His efforts have earned him many accolades, including recognition from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and a spot on Foreign Policy's Global Thinkers list. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember and celebrate the life of Erasmo Palapo. Erasmo was born in the Philippines in 1939, and he endured the loss of his father and sister during World War II. Moving to San Francisco as a teen, he later joined the U.S. Navy, where he met his wife, Amelia. Erasmo had a distinguished naval career, served in Vietnam, and earned numerous awards. Post-Navy, he pursued martial arts, opened a studio, and worked in safety administration and police training. He was proud of his service and active in a number of veterans organizations. He enjoyed traveling, ham radio, and championing those in need. He is survived by his 3 daughters, many grandchildren, and extended family. He was predeceased by his wife, Amelia. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Erasmo's life and service. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.